This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. 10 officials have been indicted in Iran over the 2020 military shooting down of a Ukrainian passenger plane that killed 176 people, a prosecutor said today. An announcement coming just as Tehran begins indirect negotiations with the West over its collapsed nuclear deal with world powers. The timing of the announcement comes after Iran faced withering international criticism last month for releasing a final report into the shootdown of the Ukraine International Airlines flight that blamed human error but named no one responsible for the incident. Efforts to bring the United States back into the 2015 deal on Iran's nuclear program are to step up a gear as Iran and the five world powers remaining in the accord meet in Vienna, while the U.S. is due to start indirect talks with Iran. Senior foreign ministry officials from the countries still in the accord, the so-called Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, are meeting today in Vienna. Protesters in Yangon carried out a red paint strike today as part of the ongoing challenge to the military coup and crackdown in the country. They tossed red paint into the streets and near areas where protesters have died, representing the blood of the victims. Despite the killing of at least 564 people by the security forces since the February 1st coup, protesters have come out across the country every day to voice opposition to the overthrow of the elected government led by Aung San Suu Kyi. The European Union's top two officials paid a rare visit to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan today, aimed at testing his avowed commitment to revamp their ties. Years of disputes over a growing list of issues threatened to boil over last summer when Turkey sent warships to support energy exploration minerals in waters claimed by EU members. This is VOA News. COVID-19 cases are again rising in the U.S., and the CDC is pointing the finger at younger adults. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this.
Now entering our fourth week of increased trends in cases.
And CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says the rise predominantly involves younger adults.
This is among 18 to 24-year-olds where we're seeing actually some peaks in cases.
She says the increasing variant spread and the rise of youth sports and other activities are playing a role. She says the good news is the majority of American seniors have now been fully vaccinated. ER visits, hospitalizations, and COVID deaths among those 65 and older are all down. Sagar Magani, Washington.
India reported a record rise in COVID-19 infections yesterday, becoming a second country after the United States to post more than 100,000 new cases in a day. Large crowds of people were seen at hospitals, others in the city of Ludhiana, stopped by a mobile COVID-19 test site to get swabbed. India's richest state and home to its commercial capital, Mumbai, and numerous industries reported a record 57,074 new cases overnight. North Korea says it will not participate in the Tokyo Olympics because of the coronavirus pandemic. A website run by the North Sports Ministry said the decision was made during a National Olympic Committee meeting on March 25th, where members prioritized protecting athletes from the world public health crisis caused by COVID-19. Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has been moved to a sick ward with symptoms of a respiratory illness and has been tested for the coronavirus. That according to the Izvestia newspaper, which reported it yesterday after he had said that he had a high temperature and a cough. Mr. Navalny, a prominent critic of President Vladimir Putin, who declared a hunger strike last week and accused prison staff of denying him proper treatment for acute back and leg pain, alleged earlier there was a tuberculosis outbreak in his ward. His allies later said that they would stage a rolling protest outside his prison beginning today unless he was examined by a doctor of his choice and given what they regard as proper medicine. Navalny's lawyers have visited him regularly in custody and have helped him continue to post messages on social media. And former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein on Monday asked a New York State appeals court to throw out his conviction for sexual assault and rape and grant a new trial, saying the trial judge made several errors. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.